Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Brad, we talked a while back about what Maui from Moana might look like as a character, like a walk-around character. And
right.
He has just made his in-park debut at Shanghai Disneyland, and now we know. He
yes.
looks exactly like the character in the movie.
I was about to say, he looks like you would expect. Well, okay, but when we discussed this initially, I recall the question was really, would he be a face character?
Right.
Would he be essentially a fur character? And I would still call this a fur character, though, with the exception of the top of his head, he's pretty lacking for fur.
Yeah.
But
he is wearing a mask.
Yes.
The actor's face is not exposed.
Dude, you got to put a I'm ruining the magic warning before you say words like that to people, okay? That's
okay.
that's ice cold. Oh, yeah. The person who is friends with Maui is not seen in any way when Maui is around.
Right.
But it is interesting to see that Maui is that something has been developed for him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if this is actually going to go beyond Shanghai, because Shanghai, you see him as part of this this brand new stage show that they just started as part of like a Moana scene. So he's not walking around the park or anything like that at this point, at least from what I've heard. I've only heard about him being in this stage show, but he's up on the stage walking around. There's nothing that says but would he actually be a in-park character? Because can Maui do autographs?
Oh, yeah, this Maui, I guess, might have a hard time because he is wearing weird
gloves.
Holding
a pin looks like it would be really rough for Maui to do at this point.
He's got Simpsons hands.
Yes.
You know, like big puffy kind of hands. Looks like he's got four fingers. You know, he's got Simpsons hands.
Very, very small fingers at that.
Yeah.
So I honestly wonder if that wouldn't be the thing that might keep him from being a walk-around character. But then I don't know, because, you know, I'm not huge into characters, so there could be other characters that don't autograph as well.
Yeah, I feel like that could just be a photo pass opportunity. You know, get your picture with Maui.
And Moana or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Baby Groot can't do autographs.
Right.
And BB-8 can't do autographs.
Yeah.
And you can get pictures with both of them. But either way, yes, there is a Maui character out there that looks pretty much exactly like we thought it was going to look. And since we have seen that Moana has Moana has appeared in the stateside part at Walt Disney World, it will be interesting to see if they expand upon that. And, you know, Moana is still really early in the the evolution, or you know, it really hasn't had time to hit in the parks and stuff yet.
Yeah, it's only been out on DVD for like a month.
Yeah, though it's already in whatever the name of the new fireworks show is. I don't want to call it Wishes.
Happily Ever After.
There you go. Happily Ever After. Moana already has a section devoted there. We've got a Shanghai stage show. So if Maui can come stateside, I could see that. I could see that happening as part of a larger Moana push, because to my knowledge, has Moana been in the park yet, or has she just been at the Polynesian?
I don't know.
Okay, I've only heard about her at the Poly, I think. So, again, maybe as you expand upon that in, I would assume, Adventureland, or, you know, because of the way things are now, anywhere, Epcot, Animal Kingdom, I don't, wherever they decide to put Moana, I think you could see Maui. And I'm kind of happy that Maui made the cut. Now, my other question to you is, since Maui has been developed, do we see a reskin of Maui that becomes Wreck-It Ralph about the time that the new Wreck-It Ralph film comes out?
I feel like Ralph is much larger than Maui. Maui is modeled after a person, you know, and Ralph is huge. So I don't know. Ralph is just a really interesting, weirdly shaped character to have. And again, not safe for magic to have a person in.
You know what? Actually, I'm looking. Some follow up here, real quick. Wreck-It Ralph has already been a character. Why are we talking about this?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there are photos. Just go to Google and type Wreck-It Ralph Walt Disney World, and you'll see photos of Wreck-It Ralph. But yes, while Ralph was a character, Maui has not been a character, and now Maui is a character.
So Siemens, I think yesterday, announced that they are no longer going to sponsor Spaceship Earth, and I believe also Illuminations. Yeah, they're also a sponsor of Illuminations. So, you know, Epcot, Disney has been talking a lot about Epcot and the future of Epcot and adding IP and characters. And I heard it floated around on Twitter a bit yesterday that possibly Disney, in its plans to refurb Epcot as a whole, maybe showed Siemens the bill for the changes that they wanted to make to Spaceship Earth. And Siemens said, nah. And they, you know, just announced they're gonna stop sponsorship. I do not think that this means Spaceship Earth and Illuminations are going away. I think especially Illuminations is too important to Disney, and that Spaceship Earth is too iconic. You know, obviously the building wouldn't go away, but I think that attraction is too... it's too iconic, and just from a completely objective point of view, is how on earth would they turn that into anything?
Yeah, because they're going to have to... you're going to have to... it's going to cost a lot of money anyway you slice it, because to change the ride, even assuming you kept... so say you did a Frozen on it, right? So mm-hmm. you gut the ride by taking out all the stuff that's on the ride, but you keep the track. And maybe you slightly modify the vehicles. Even that is going to take a lot in that sort of a place, because that's a lot of attraction going on that you're going to have to fill. Yeah. Even though, you know, geez, I kind of feel like the ending to that attraction has already been kind of gutted anyway, as you're coming back down, you know, compared to the way that it used to be, which I understand why they did it, because a lot of the technology that was being shown off at that point was getting really outdated. You know, here's the future of stuff that you already have, which has been a problem Epcot has had for a while. But at the same time, that's part of the attraction. To redo the entire attraction is definitely a tall bill. But if Disney comes out with a plan, so D23 is like, what, July 15th, I think?
Yeah, somewhere around there, mid-July.
Okay, yeah, so whenever that is, mid-July, D23 is going to come out, and there's a lot of talk that Epcot is going to be featured at D23, because that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about and telling you how we're going to change everything. And, you know, we've all heard the talk about IP is going to start playing a more important part at Epcot, and if they want to make that sort of a change to Epcot, what better place to start than the focal point of Epcot? If this is no longer the mission of Epcot, why would that attraction continue to exist?
Money.
Just because it would cost more to fix it than to just let it keep running?
Yeah, especially if no one wants to sponsor it.
And I also think it's kind of important to recognize that, you know, you see these breaking stories and everything. And I think there's the chipandco.com article will be in the show notes for you guys to read. But it's only breaking in that everybody thought Siemens was going to renew their contract, and they chose not to renew their... this isn't Siemens came out and said, Disney, you guys are making too many changes. We're no longer supporting you. It's
screw you.
Yeah, it's we had a 10-year commitment or whatever it was. I think it was a 10-year contract. And we got to the end of it, and Disney came to them and said, hey, are you guys going to do this again? We'll get back to you. And then they went and did the math, and they came back and said, no, nope, we're good. We don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Which the same thing has happened with the Great Movie Ride, you know?
Mm-hmm. And Space Mountain, tons of things have gone through several, you know, different sponsors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And thus the Great Movie Ride becomes the Great Mickey Ride.
Yeah.
You know? So, reportedly, and looking more and more possible, but remember, that is still rumor, as is much of this stuff. And, you know, I want to agree with you that Illuminations is safe because of this, because I don't really think that it's safe at all.
Really?
I think they're going to be looking for something new to do, especially seeing the what were likely lower numbers that Wishes was having, and then you reinvigorate it just by relaunching happily ever after. I don't even know what that. No, let's not. We're not even going down that trail. Happily Ever After was a shot in the arm for Magic Kingdom. So if you could look at that and say, hey, what if we did the same thing at Epcot and we could get people to show up again because we've got this brand new night show and we're going to be ending this night show that everybody loves. So we're going to get the tail end of all these idiots who will come and sit for hours on end just to watch this show one last time. And then they'll come again to watch the new show. And please note, the only reason Brad uses the word idiots here is because Brad is said idiot. But if that money is there to be had, I think that it's very possible that they could revamp this. So I make no assumptions that anything is safe, especially with the rumors surrounding D23 at this time. Post D23, if we have not heard anything about Spaceship Earth and or Illuminations, I will start to settle back down. But like I said, there's been an awful, not so much on Spaceship Earth, but especially on Illuminations, there has been a lot of smoke around this, you know, these rumors that it is not long for this world.
Hmm.
So, and that's, yeah, you know, that makes me sad because there's another trip I have to make. Oh, darn. Which I'm not upset about the trip. I'm upset about why I have to make
it. So, barring Frozen Ever After, I think the World Showcase is a lot safer from that sort of IP, you know, addition, refurbishment kind of stuff than Future World is. Because I think it's harder to put IP into the World Showcase and still keep it not necessarily the original idea of what the World Showcase should be, but to keep it sane and relevant and, you know, all of these things. Not to mention the fact that there's not very much room in the World Showcase to put, you know, any more stuff. But it really does seem, and again, barring Frozen Ever After, it really does seem that Disney looks at the World Showcase differently than it does any other theme park, than it does Future World. Like, the World Showcase is this special kind of snowflake thing that maybe it's just that they don't know what to do with it. Or maybe it's that somebody high up really loves the World Showcase, but just from observing and kind of looking at what has been going on over the years in Future World, even the World Showcase has not changed that much. There have been characters added, like walk around characters, but I think that makes sense. You know, at Disney World, I don't think that anyone would look at, you know, I think at one point, maybe still is, Aladdin was in Morocco. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone at Epcot walks around the World Showcase and goes, why are there characters here? Like, that's weird. This Epcot's supposed to not have any characters in it. So I don't think that is a reaction that anyone would have. And so characters in Epcot, in the World Showcase, I mean, doesn't really surprise me or bother me. Frozen was, I think, it was an easy decision in the eyes of the people higher up because it nominally fit into Norway. And, like, I can see why they would have thought, hey, you know, this ride is weird and people don't get it. We should just make it Frozen. But I don't foresee the World Showcase being changed that much, and I don't see them coming up with anything better than Illuminations that would fit in with that area, you know, better than Illuminations does. And if they're not going to change the World Showcase, which we should talk about that another time, what could they possibly turn the World Showcase into? But if they're not going to change the World Showcase drastically, why take this fireworks show, this nighttime show, and turn it into something that has nothing to do with, or has less to do with the world, you know, with uniting the nations and stuff? I don't see Illuminations being the same as Wishes was. Wishes is a fireworks show that has to do with Disney, and it could be changed into a million different things and still fit in Magic Kingdom. But Illuminations is something that is really kind of locked to the location that it's at. Illuminations would not fit in at Magic Kingdom. And I think Wishes, you know, would still at least seem like a questionable but okay fit in Future World, you know. And so I am clearly not as worried about Illuminations as you, because I just don't see it. I don't see it as something that could be changed.
So I see your point, but I don't think that means Illuminations is safe. That just limits what Illuminations can be changed to. But with the introduction of more IP within Epcot as a whole, you could see the desire to refresh Illuminations with a more IP central focus. And I could definitely see that happening. And with that, I think that we should go ahead and please note, this is not in the show notes. So when Jeremy said all that stuff, it was legitimately what he was thinking. This was not Jeremy setting up the segue to the next story. But since we're talking Epcot and World Showcase, I think we ought to go ahead and do this story next, which is that Disney has been filing permits. So we had the permit that some people were tying to the new Guardians of the Galaxy attraction to be replacing Universe of Energy, which, again, at this point is still a rumor. We'll see if D23 gives us any information. But another rumor came out of another filing where France essentially getting this filing where they're going to be paving a lot of area. Possibly looks like a new show building could be going up. And the discussion is Ratatouille, the attraction, the trackless ride attraction that is currently over at over in Paris, appears to be likely coming stateside. And again, introduction of more IP into World Showcase. And to your point, I think your point was that you didn't see World Showcase changing in that it wasn't suddenly going to become the wonderful world of Disney where Morocco becomes Agrabah and Norway becomes Arendelle or anything like that.
Right.
But, you know, it's definitely getting more intrusive than, and I don't even know if I want to use the word intrusive because it's a very negative connotation, but IP is becoming much more intrusive in the World Showcase than just some walk around characters in every place, especially if this Ratatouille ride comes to fruition. So, thoughts on Ratatouille in France?
I don't know. That doesn't bother me. See, that fits in. It does not bother me one bit to have Ratatouille in the France pavilion.
Well, and that's exactly the thing. Is I think some part of me went, "Oh, Brad should get really upset about this," but then I'm like, I'm not really upset by this because, and I feel like I made the same argument with Frozen, so I don't think this is me changing my opinion, but I don't have an issue with stories that are meant to be in that area actually getting attractions in that area. I don't have an issue with the World Showcase getting attractions. So I'm totally okay with this because Ratatouille took place in France. Definitely a Disney-fied version, as is everything in World Showcase, though. You know, the American Pavilion, I as someone who lives in America, I can tell firsthand that is not representative of all of America, and it is in many ways a idyllic view of it. And so, you know, I assume that all of the other countries are that as well. And from my limited experience, I would say that is true. Not to, you know, I'm not putting down any other any country, but it's just a country is more than the Disney stuff that we're going to get from it, you know?
Right.
And I'm okay with that. So yes, I would be happy to see more attractions that are country focused coming to those places in the World Showcase to give people a reason to visit the World Showcase that's not, hey, you can go by here and eat, or you can go by here and learn about plants, because
right.
It feels like Epcot is extremely dependent on the festival way of life at this point, especially in the World Showcase. And since the World Showcase makes up half of that park, thus everything is dependent upon it, because
yeah.
There's nothing going on. Why am I going to spend a day at that park?
See, but I think that rumor proves the point that I was making. You know, Ratatouille is going into France. That makes sense. But Guardians of the Galaxy going into Future World, you know, Future World, they're treating both of those locations much differently. In France, they you know have said that possibly, obviously this is all hearsay because I was not privy to any of those meetings, but it seems like in France, you know, they're saying, what can we put in France? We have this Ratatouille attraction that people love. Why don't we put that in France in the World Showcase? Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, in Epcot, we have this building that's empty. Why don't we shove Guardians of the Galaxy in there? You know, with obviously no thought to, is this...
Does it actually make any sense whatsoever
right.
in the area that we're going to put it in?
Right. And no, it absolutely does not. But yeah, who cares? Because Future World is a theme park and the World Showcase is special.
Well, and again, I'm going to, and I know this is ridiculous. I'm going to hold out hope on Guardians of the Galaxy that Guardians of the Galaxy will have some redeeming quality that will keep it in the Future World scheme of things. Because if you IP-ify something, IP, is that that's a concerning term. If you IP-ify an attraction, but it still teaches you something, and it teaches you something about, you know, because Universe of Energy is, you know, in some ways an Ellen IP, right?
Yeah.
And what? The Seas is Nemo IP, right?
Right.
But I don't inherently have a problem with either of those things because I still feel like overall they're, you know, they still fit in with that Future World and that Epcot learning more sort of thing. And so I'm totally cool with that. And if Guardians comes in and does something like that as well, okay, sure. You can show me. And again, I don't really think that's what's going to happen, but I'm trying to withhold judgment until we have actual facts about that, so I can slam it really hard.
You would love for like Chris Pratt to sit down with us and explain to us the technology behind the batteries in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
If you can attach those batteries to real world, sure. I'm all for it.
You could do it like Captain EO.
Yeah.
And you know, have... Or Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Or Turtle Talk with Crush. You mean something
no
like that?
No reaction on Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Come on, Brad.
No, I'm trying to let it go. But you did bring up... So
Rocket Raccoon's Giggle Factory.
you did bring up something interesting, which is Captain EO. And as much as I argue about Epcot, you know, in the... What redeeming quality, and I don't dislike Captain EO, but what redeeming quality to Captain EO shoots some really big holes in my Epcot argument.
Are you saying that Michael Jackson dancing to Save the World has nothing to do with learning in Epcot?
I'm going to have to go rewatch that film because I'm really hard pressed to come up with it. But hey, I think something came out of this very good. Neither one of us got upset about Ratatouille coming to World Showcase. And I'm actually excited because it's I like the trackless dark ride. I did Winnie the Pooh at in Japan, and I'm really excited to see this in play at Walt Disney World. So I really hope that this is totally true. But again, I'm not sure that even this means that Illuminations is safe, because there's not nearly enough characters in that there Illuminations show.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. Or you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.